Welcome everybody to the last talk in this session. So I welcome Carolina Ortega Espinosa for the last talk. She's from Medellin, Colombia, and we will hear about how cycling maps are created. And
thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Carolina. So I'm from Colombia. I am studying environmental engineer at the University of Antioquia. I am a part of UMAPER chapter that called GeoLab. So this project is currently is execution and is expected to finish in 10 months. Medellin is located in South America, Colombia. Typically has a serious problem with PM, which is particulate matter, 2.5, and a small one with the PM10. PM 2.5 comes from combustion, from vehicles, cars, buses, motorcycles, and trucks, and from fires and emission from power plants and industrial facilities. The reason is that Medellin's location is between in a canyon of with mountain surrounded in the city. Other problem is the lack the road the bike lanes. The project is a cooperation between GeoLab from Universidad de Antioquia and Ciclas is a group of cyclists, but present in Medellin, propose a collaborative mapping by bicycles user as a urban transport mode. Story area, cycle routes. In Medellin, the cycle route is not completely mapped or has broken information, neither is accurate nor relevant for information available for users, such the location of the cycle routes, cycle parking lots, and among others. This is existing information. So, as you can see, in the gray is user street. In black is a use existing by routes. In green is youth mapped in OpenStreetMap. And in yellow is the projective for metropolitan area in Medellin. So our goals is mapping existing cycling infrastructure and alternative cycling routes using the bicycle as a mode transport of urban transport in Medellin from the optimization of the routes and thematic maps in geospatial tools and open data. Approach. And the first one is information collection, database information collection and remote mapping in OpenStreetMap, formulation in the socio-spatial analysis surveys. The second is gathering of data in the field like the best route, and the three is analysis of data collected in the definition of geoprocess for the visualization of the thematic maps. In this picture, as you can see, the existing information is not completely in OpenStreetMap. On our expected results, is These are the expected results from this project. The first one is analysis of information collected to characterize urban cyclists and identify preferred routes in secure areas among others. And the second is the platform that allows the spatial visualization of the possible routes of mobility for by use. And users will be able to report security attributes, theft, intimidation, infrastructure like damage of the cycle routes, and environmental problems to mobility, more frequented areas, and cycle routes. The generation from existing cycle infrastructure will allow an improvement of OpenStreetMap database and of an optimization of route calculation, for example, distance or speeds. In addition, the incorporation of surveys will allow to merge map generations, such as the association of gender in the mobility. And it's all for the moment. For more information, you can contact us this email, semillerogeolab@audea.com, or see if you can participate or support, or no. Thank you.
So thanks a lot, Carolina, for your talk.
Thank you.
And now it's time for questions. So anyone has question?
Hello, my name is Joachim. On one page, I saw like a feedback tool. How can the users, the cyclists, give feedback? Do you program an app or like this? I saw something like Cabo or something on one of your slides.
Okay, I'm sorry. Doesn't that sound good? For you?
How do you get the feedback? How can the users get the feedback? The cable collect the next? Yeah, I saw the cable Kolbo collect. Okay, so but I'm intrigued. What is it over there? The on the left.
Here?
No. Well, there. Okay. You see? It's like a fill blank form, edit saved form. This one. This is the feedback tool from the cyclist.
Oh, okay. It's a Cubo Collect?
Yeah. Yes.
In our group, we have been use Cubo Collect for other projects. So we consider it's a good option for carry out this project. So collect information from communities, as cyclist communities.
Yeah, so it's a platform for feedback, collecting information. It's not only for your project, but for other projects as well. Okay.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are there more questions? There's a question in the back.
Hey, I'm Daniel. I have a question regarding the project in Bogota. I think there's every Sunday they close down a big part of the roads called Ciclovia Do you have something similar in Medellin? En Bogotá es un proyecto, se dice ciclovía, y en domingo todos los días son no abiertos por los coches.
There are some cyclo routes. It's not good, it's incomplete the trends. Yeah.
Okay, gracias.
Okay. Thank you.
So thanks a lot, Carolina, for your talk again, and all the best for your project.
Thank you.